The pearl means a lot to me as part of our family's tradition. Believe me, sometimes I talk to them. When I'm happy, I see good pearls. I sit and talk and enjoy my time with it and see the beauty of what God made for us.
SSAF presents the Hidden Gem Podcast, conversations with the world's leading people behind the journey of gems and jewels, from the source to the finished piece. Today on Hidden Gems, Michael Chemnitsky and I speak with Hussein Alferdan, one of the most influential collectors of natural pearls in the world. We met during the Gem Genève trade show, so you may hear a little background sound around us. Mr. Alferdan grew up with pearls as part of life in the Gulf, a tradition that shaped families, livelihoods, and an entire region before oil was discovered. Over decades, he continued collecting through the lows, built one of the world's most important collections, and helped bring natural pearls back into global focus. We talk about rarity, patience, and the personal bond he has with pearls, and why for him, a natural pearl remains something truly made by nature.
It's a great, great pleasure to have this moment with you, Mr. Alferdan. It's a great also honor. And I thought we'd take our time to talk a bit about our fascination, because your fascination about pearls, me, also Laurent, we are all fascinated and we want to learn a bit more and to hear also about your fascination and how you came also to love pearls.
First of all, I'm very happy with my relation with you. Long time we are together and you are taking care of all our requirements. The pearl for me is part of my life. I lived with it since I was a child, because our business in the pearl generations, grandfather to father and father, the economy of the Gulf was depending on the pearling in the past before the oil came. And it was very wealthy area, supplying the whole world, the natural pearl. So I opened my eyes on that business. But many things happened. The market collapsed. People has problem, bankrupt for a while. It started with Mikimoto. Everybody thought the culture pearl would replace the natural. Of course, after long, everybody recognized that the natural is natural and the culture is culture. Then Second World War effect on it. The First War and the Second War also clubs, but was the market open for us? Still, we are breathing. Though business has gone down, but was very good, and we meant selling to India. When the India took over in the 47, then that's the end of the market. In that area, luckily, we got the oil. Now, you want to ask me how you deal with the pearl? I saw experts, like my father, one of the famous and pearling, he's the first one, a surgeon of the pearl, they call him, because he peel the pearl, and he knows what is the kind of the pearl, and he knows how to separate the pearl, and he knows how to get the pearl in the right shape.
And these were pearls coming from Qatar, actually.
Yes, but rarely you find someone with that experience. I lived with that experience. I picked up from him a lot, but the market has gone. No market for the pearl. For a while we stopped because we have the oil. We converted our business in many activities. We went to trading, we went to industrial, we went to car business, we went to real estate and many things. But I kept my relation with the pearl as a hobby, and slowly, slowly grown up as a big business become.
But you told also about when you were actually a child already, you got in touch with pearls through your father and grandfather, so through the family. You had kind of the chance to touch pearls, to sort pearls,
to really get the beauty. And I teach people with me to help me in assorting, because I, you know, in this age, I need somebody who's expert, but not easy to find. But still, I'm involved in assorting, in finding the sizes, the quality, the color, the shape of the thing. And it's for me, it's part of my life now. I had the biggest museum of the natural pearl in the world, and the biggest collection of the natural pearl in the world in Doha, near to my office. It's open for people whom I want them to see and value what that. Mm-hmm. I hope one day you come and see it.
Definitely, I will do, for sure.
So the pearl means a lot to me, mm-hmm. as part of our family's tradition. That's why you see me always with the pearl, since we know each other. Now my son has taken over for all the business. Ali is in charge of the jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
He talks to you about emerald, ruby, and sapphire, and diamond, and many things. We've grown up in the jewelry.
Yeah.
Grown up.
But still,
we are representing a lot of international companies in mm-hmm. the jewelry and the watches. But the pearl is my means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's my baby, which I mm-hmm. take care of it mm-hmm. all the time. A grown up, the baby, but still I treat that as a baby.
Keeps you young. But that's good. I mean, I'm always seeing also this kind of, you know, trying to create the perfect necklace. You know, you buy pearls, maybe even necklaces. You take out some pearls, you rearrange them. I think this has to be a great pleasure to do such a thing.
I separate the pearl. You know, I find many kind, many color. In one necklace, it's a mixture.
Mm-hmm.
I assort. Mm-hmm. I take the number one, number two, number three, and try to put them together. Not easy things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially when you want to graduate or you want to make a necklace, take a long time to find a one piece here. It's not like diamond or other stone you cut the way you want.
But this is work you do. You yeah. still like to do yourself.
So what I do, I have to get it from everywhere, buy, collect, and then assort, try to match the color, try to match the quality, try to match the luster, try to match many things.
Mm.
So this is not easy job to do.
You
need expert.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say too much about myself, but I am one of the experts in the market today.
For
there
sure.
are a lot
For sure.
in the market. European, there are a lot. American, there are a lot. Indian.
But, I mean, with your heritage and background, yeah. and coming from a producing country of
exactly.
and the family history behind all this. Yes. I mean, that's
yeah. Our family and our relatives, all in the pearl.
So there was like a fleet of ships
yes,
going
yes,
out
yes.
and divers?
Yes, we have divers.
Yeah.
We have carpenters who build boats.
Yeah.
We have sailors. We have captains in our family. We have agriculture in our country, farmers. And our family is a big family, has got many activities mm-hmm, of different mm-hmm. kinds.
But, I mean, this is like in the past. Nowadays, there is
nowadays,
only like...
the things change completely.
Completely, since the oil...
All our boys, all our children have been well-educated. They took big positions in everywhere, all the Gulf.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Things change completely. They don't look at it. I am very proud. I have educated the whole world about the national park.
Hmm.
When I came to the market, in Europe especially, I go to the auction, there is no competition for me. I bid the way I buy everything, in London, in Geneva, in New York, and everywhere. A lot, they come and buy it all. But what to do with it? People doesn't know anything mm-hmm. about natural culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, what makes a beautiful natural pearl with you? Every natural pearl seems to be unique, different. This is also perhaps different to diamonds or cultured pearls. You're not necessarily seeking perfection. I'm wondering, can you explain to us a little bit more about how you examine pearls, what they show you, what they tell you? What is a beautiful natural pearl for you?
I'll tell you an example. Now you are looking, let us say, looking to the diamond. How many kind of the diamond? Varieties of different kind of, different color, different luster. The pearl is like that, but I want to tell you how the pearl become famous now. Because it has skipped its price. It went down badly
mm-hmm.
to the earth. And then when you came to sell, I'm sorry to say that, but that is the fact, the culture, which you will think it's replacing the natural pearl, no value for it.
Mm.
The natural pearl, there was one is around the whole world searching for it, who's searching for it, and buying, and the price going up and up and up, and the people recognize that the natural pearl is there even more valuable than the diamond or emerald or whatsoever today. because people came back and know that the Pearl is not man-made, God-made.
But this is maybe quite an important question because, you know, you have like a history also looking back and then looking forward also how to fascinate young generation into natural pearls. I'm not just talking about pearls, but natural pearls. I think this is an important task.
This is what
and
I
you
see.
Have a role in this,
I
I'm
have
sure.
done it. I have done it locally. I have done it in the region. I have done it everywhere. Now, the biggest companies, I want to say it and I'm proud, is running after natural pearls because the people, well-educated, they know the natural pearl are running to buy. Many big names in the jewelry now looking after the pearl.
But this is actually is like the term you say, education is key.
Exactly.
And like a museum, exhibition, a book you have with your collection of pearls. So that's absolutely key, I understand.
My book, which I made, I gave you a copy.
Yeah.
This is a lot of university that are teaching their students to from that history.
This is also...
Yeah, and in the meantime, the new generation, we come to know and they are proud to own one pearl.
Mm-hmm.
I manage to educate the people patiently. And when I go everywhere, as you are now talking to me and I'm telling you what it is, and I'm sure you will know that the natural pearl will remain as you have your own laboratory and you can see what it is. You can value it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the experts with you, they tell me this is seeded. Seeded by what? By natural pearl, small pearl, seeded pearl. But all the layers are natural. But no value for it.
Mm-hmm.
As a client, when you tell them this is man-made, no, I want the natural. As a diamond, there is a lab diamond today. It looks the same. See the difference between the prices.
I mean, that's probably also our standing and role in the trade. I mean, we see hardly culture pearls, but we see all exceptional natural pearls. Yeah. And that's also our fascination in this material. That's true.
That's what, to me, always I call on you. I get demand from everywhere in the world for big pieces. And that's why I want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you something else behind that. I want to make sure that really giving the natural pearl for my client. Many pieces returned back to me, tested by SSEF, become culture.
Mm.
You remember late. And some of them I went, I took my money from my client. Some of them I forgot.
Uh-huh.
Because improved your testing.
Uh-huh.
Improved. Every now and then improved and improved. Now we cannot make mistakes.
This science is always stepping up.
I want my client to be sure that he's taking the right piece. Mm-hmm. As the diamond, when you test it and give the right indication about it, or the emerald, or whatever the stone is.
And why do you think natural pearls are so rare? I mean, when your father taught natural pearls to you, what is in Qatar? What was the thinking back then of how pearls formed or why an oyster formed a pearl?
I didn't understand your question.
I'm saying, why do you think oysters form natural pearls? Is there a story from also your father, your grandfather, of why in so many oysters only very few produce natural pearls? It seems to be like a miracle of nature.
It is for me. I tell you, my group of companies is the biggest in Qatar and in the Gulf. My business in the pearl is nothing, small piece, maybe 5% of my business. But this one lived with me.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
See, part of me, believe me, sometimes I talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm happy, I see good pearls. I sit and talk and enjoy my time with it.
Mm-hmm.
And see the beauty of what God made for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what make me to be link with the pearl and stay with it and enjoy my life. And make business. But I'm proud I managed to educate the whole world that the pearl is there. Today in this one, I could not buy anything. The prices shooted maybe three, 4 times. Why? Because all the big companies now, you will see from Cartier, you will see from Harry Winston, you will see from Tiffany, everybody is sending one for testing. And there is big demand for it. With the big families, with the people like to own.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big problem for me because prices have gone up. But the other way, I have the biggest collection. I gain a lot.
When we were also, I mean, when we talk about pearls, there is about, apart from that this is a developing also business, there is still some kind of a magic behind it also.
Yes.
How does a pearl form? I mean, at some point there is scientific answers, but I think there might be also some traditional ideas in Qatar or in the Middle East.
Yes.
How is a pearl, why pearls form? Why this beauty comes out of shells? Is there like a tradition or a myth coming from the Middle East, from Qatar?
I tell you, and we have say in the past with the people, the dealer of the pearl. They say the dealer of the pearl is up and down, has to be very patient, has to be rubber heart, not a human heart. The attack will come, price will go down. You have to be patient. If you can afford, don't sell.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend here in Geneva, they have pearl, since 10 years. He doesn't want to sell. Every time I go to him, he doesn't want to sell. He's asking too much. He said, because of, I feel this is the value of it. I said, you're asking six or seven times of the market value. He said, this is my price. Every time he showed it to me, now 10 or 12 years, he has got many pieces tested by SSCF.
But each time
it.
He has the same price, or is it going up even?
It's happy, but the price is over by far. Over by far. This is what I say, the pearl has come, the pearl has come up, and the demand will increase, and the people recognize natural pearl is one of the stone which can keep the price.
Mm.
And who sold, regretted. A lot of families sold them. A historical piece, pearl, I paid for a family from Britain, $11 million for a small piece, dollar. $11 million. I paid for another one. A pearl is known hope. I paid $20 million for one pearl. That's the heart circle value because it belongs to someone. Why it keep it pearl? Why it keep it price that much? It would one day maybe 500,000. Nobody will buy it. Price has come up. People recognize the value of the pearl, recognize that will remain forever.
And I imagine that when you first started with pearls, it was mostly pearls from the Gulf. So this is probably what you learned and saw from your father. But then over the last few decades, so much other natural pearls came into it and it became a much more international industry. How do you feel about Mexican pearls, conch pearls, mellow pearls? We are always amazed in the lab also, not just to see white pearls, but to see pearls from so many different species. And there was also this beautiful book by Hubert Barry with many pieces from your collection in there. How do you feel about all these different species? Do you have a favorite?
For the natural, you mean?
Yes, for the natural,
for
the natural, not the culture.
My feeling, natural pearl will not remain as it is with the price today, which is top. It will go up because the rare become more. The stones which you are getting, the good ones, the blue diamond or green diamond, it's rare to find and very little bit. Now, the best pearl will be the same, and it is the same now. I look to the market, what will be. I look to the owners. I look to the jewelers, looking as they are looking for the other stone.
But do you have a favorite natural pearl? Is there one natural pearl or one color that you prefer?
Many.
Yeah, many.
Many. When you come to my museum, you will be surprised to see, many pieces, unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And many companies, big companies, I don't want to name companies, but they come there. They send their experts and they buy from me. Now, they will be surprised when I next one day come, maybe in a month from today, I will double the price. With more.
Still doing good business. That's good.
Why I sell it when I cannot get it with the double price?
You do like the Geneva person you mentioned.
Yeah. Went all to my friends here. Their prices is ridiculous. I said, why? What happens? Believe me, I didn't buy much this time.
Maybe also something which would be interesting. I mean, looking back again, Qatar, I was in Qatar. I mean, I came to your place. It was so nice, but it's a very modern city.
Yeah.
I mean, a skyline.
Yeah.
But when you maybe reflect on your child's days, yeah. I think Qatar was quite a different place.
Yeah.
So maybe you can explain a bit from your youth how this was living in Qatar at the time.
I do not understand your question.
How was Qatar, let's say, in the 50s, the well, early 60s?
What to compare? What is Qatar? Was it a village?
Maybe you explain a bit how it was for you.
But it's grown up because God gave us the wealth and the oil. But we are linked to our roots. We are sailors. We are divers. Mm-hmm. We are traders in the pearl. Our country, people from everywhere they come.
Did you dive yourself?
No.
But you had
the diver.
People.
Let me tell you how the diving. Yeah. The diving in the past. Everybody goes on the boat is a partner. There is no salary.
Okay.
Sailor, diver, puller, and other on the boat. The captain and the owner of the boat has a share. And the diver has the share, the biggest share, after the captain and the owner. And the puller has got a pair. And the other boys working also has difference. This is they divide. They mm-hmm. have to work hard to make money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is the story.
Dangerous
of the
also.
But you say, from where the diver? Diver, the people of the country. And the past, centuries maybe, they used to be slaves, slavery. They bring slavers. And they bring people from the market, they dive. Mm. And they live with it. That's why the slaves, when they come to our country, they are lucky. We treat them with humanity, like ourselves, be part of our family, part of our children. And they mix. Today, that slaves, they are in paradise because all of them, they took big positions. They are very wealthy. All their families, there is no slavery. There is human being. And they mix with the families, they married, and they become ministries, and they become ambassadors, and they become many. That boys work hard, like me, like my diver, my other ones. They deserve to be part of our country, people. That people, they work hard for us, and we made our life easy. And the sailor are and the human being also the same. They take the same share.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so in your experience from the boats, how many shells do you need to open to get a natural pearl?
How many what?
How many shells, how many oysters do you need to open in your experience from the divers?
If you are lucky, 20%, you will find pearl. From the 20%, maybe you get 2%, 3% good one. The rest are different kind, a baroque, small baroque, big baroque, and near to the round and different shape and... But to get a genuine one, 2-3%, maximum if you are lucky, 5%. In 1,000, you get maybe 50. Has got pearl.
And the captain and the sailors need to also go know where to look, right? The oyster beds are not all the same.
They know the location. They know the location, all well known.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On the charts now, it's easy to go. I have divers now. And they by themselves, they took it as a hobby. They bring from Kuwait, I buy every year. I buy a lot from them. But I don't get the big ones, which I'm looking for, or small ones. Good one, mm-hmm. and different kind. Mm-hmm. But still, the pearl is there in that location.
But luckily, there's also pearls, old pearls in the market that you can buy, right?
Mostly the old pearl. As I came now from the auction of Philip, has got some pearls, belongs to families.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are lucky, these families. Price has gone up so much. They will get more, 3-4 times more than what they paid. Natural pearl will remain. I'm happy. I say I have put in my thumb on the word that I educated the people to recognize what the natural pearl. And they value it, and they will be in their mind forever.
But the value is one thing, and that people see. But what do you say to people who don't understand the beauty of natural pearls? What would you tell them? What fascinates you about natural pearls? What is the beauty of it, aside from the rarity and the value?
The beauty, when I see Tiffany, when I see Cartier, when I see Bacheron, when I see other people, the advertising, the girl wearing one pearl, paid to Elizabeth Taylor with $12 million and pearl.
One pearl, La Peregrina.
Yeah. And now they came back and see the advertisement of the national pearl in our region. We do it. Things are changing. You do what the world doing now. Introduce it to the market in a nice way. Now with the media, always you see about it in our country, Alperlan, what's offering to the people. As example, one client of us bought the pub. He was behind it. And after a few years, she took it to place to check. They told her, this is culture pub, which is a national pub. But he doesn't know. She brought it to me. I said, if it's natural pearl, this one, it would have been 2 million. And she paid 140 on it. How many dollars? Come about $30, $35,000, which 2 million. So you want it. And it has certificate. It's the same certificate also. Who knows the pearl? What expert knows it? I replaced it for her with one better. I took from her more money and I gave her with the special. If you have doubt, this is the value not in the pearl, the value in the jewelry, in the diamond. But if it's a bluff piece, it's a natural, it's a bluff piece. But if you want to buy something really gem, you have to pay for it like other stone.
Just something which for me is interesting because, you know, we test pearls, so we have lots of, say, analytics, analytical methods to see whether it's a freshwater, natural or culture pearl, whether it's a saltwater, culture pearl, natural pearl. But I guess you have, when you look at an item which you see maybe even at the show, you have a feeling it's maybe not always correct, but to kind of recognize a culture pearl or a fresh Chinese freshwater pearl for sure, but... On what are you looking for?
I'll tell you one story yesterday happened. You know Michel Farah. I went to see him in the boutier. Ali saw in the window some pearl. He said, this is culture pearl. Ali brought it to me. I looked at it. He said, this is cheap culture pearl. He bought one piece, old piece. I looked at it. I said, this is natural pearl. 90, let's say it's 90%. Give 10%. He said, I didn't take it for testing because it's as if will charge me $1,000 for it. Yeah, that's yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, this is natural.
Okay.
Baroque natural. Yeah. But sculpture will never be like this or this light or this. Not only that, I have feeling. That I go to the boutiques sometime in the market, an antique boutique. I go inside, I give me this, give me this, give me this, 3, 4, 5. I went in Munich once. I've got a lot. I took them all.
Mm-hmm. Of people who don't know the material?
I feel it. I have feeling.
Exactly.
I have feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, I'm right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I look at it, I look at the color, I look at the things. Yesterday, a few days ago, in my collection, I picked 2 pearls. I say, where came this to my pearl? This is culture, my feeling. Also the weight, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
When I put it on a small ball and I feel it, it is not natural. What's my heart telling me also, this is natural or not? He has got certificate. One is a CCF or one another one, saying this is natural ball. Yesterday I have feeling.
Mm.
I have experience in looking to the pearl.
I think that's it, yes.
And then I can say what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I make a mistake.
Mm.
Could happen.
But, I mean, you look, you don't take a loop. Or you take a loop, but
without it's touching
just
the loop.
Touching and...
Rarely if I want to see the piece and mm-hmm. it has got some crack or something, or dents, I use the loop.
Yeah.
I don't carry the loop. He carry it and he give it to me. When I want to see something perfect. Yeah.
But the normal approach is just looking, touching, feeling,
looking,
experience.
This is natural. Sometimes in these places, I put them aside. I have doubt this is not real.
I mean, this is something which is similar even for us as a gemologist. I mean, we go through a procedure, but when we see pearls, for sure, we have also, by experience, a look how we already guess, and sometimes we are right, sometimes we might be surprised.
Exactly,
but
it is the same.
It's a learning
same
process.
Same as you look for the other, as expert in other stone.
Yeah.
You have feeling.
Yeah.
And sometimes, one Swiss came to my boat in my jewelry shop in Doha. He said, this is Kashmir, you know, this is Ceylon, this is whatever. They know, the expert in the stone. Mm. And they come to our exhibition, experts also, for some client they want to buy for the royal family. They bring experts telling what it is by looking at.
And you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, peeling. How many good peelers are there left in the world?
There is no peeler in the market. The last one was, unfortunately, he passed away last month, Hassan Ferdan. He was the last in the region peeling.
Wow.
And in Europe, there is that lady in Paris. She retired and old, become her hand is shaking. She cannot peel. I don't see any peeler. The peeler has to take the layer. You see the layer, what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Before take the layer, she has to look into the pole. What next will be under? Maybe this phase is better than the under. And sometime you remove the layer, you find a better, much better value to reduce the weight, but will give you better pearl. Price will go up. But in my knowledge, no peeler in the world today.
Wow, that's incredible. It's sad also. It's a skill.
I am stuck. There are for the cheap pearl. I have expert. You can, but their hand. Not as the peeler of the best pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Best pearl, you have to remove it. My father, he's number one in the world. He used to remove the layer carefully with a very sharp knife and very soft sole paper to remove it without touching the stone down, make a scratch or something. So he by stone paper, soft one, he removed carefully. And with a sharp knife, upper he comes to. I look at it. I tried, but my hand, it doesn't work. My brother has done it.
Mm.
He can do that. Mm. And unfortunately, he was 95 and age.
I think I met, was it the brother I met last year when I was visiting you, who did quite a lot of photos also? When I came to Geneva in summer last year or the year before.
Oh, this is another.
There's another brother. I mean, another the family
brother.
Is
this
big.
This is under secretary of Ministry of Agriculture.
Okay.
Agriculture. He's the under secretary, but he retired that time. Since Jaafar, you saw him. This is the story of the pearl. If you get someone from the family, by the way, my family, not everybody is interested in the pearl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to pull Ali. I bring him to you to see him. But he, 2 years now, I bring him to buy with me here. At least he see how is the market is going, how is the things, how he can recognize. I show him what is the dent. I show him the color. I show him the luster is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is two necklaces we saw today, two the same size, and the auctioner valuing them the same. In my opinion, this is 10, this is 50. The difference so far, five times. But they are putting it the same price.
They are not experts, they need you.
You
also buy from auction then?
Buy from the auction,
From a show like here, from the auction?
From everywhere. But I'm slow now because I don't travel much.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, by phone we call. I send somebody to check and to give me the weight of his important pieces. Or sometime I share with some Swiss here in New York and London. I say, buy it to me with that price, I pay you commission, so and so. They do it, friend they are. Sometimes he say, we buy it and we share it together.
Just another question before we finish. I mean, you mentioned the natural pearl price was very low in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Did some people think you were crazy to continue collecting pearls? You must also have been very, very happy when the appreciation for natural pearls came back around 2000. What changed this, do you think? That people began to appreciate it again? It was like forgotten that natural pearls were rare.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Forgotten, and they want to sell and nobody buy.
Mm.
I tell you, the auction in Geneva, when I come here, I'm alone. Nobody buy, I buy. I don't sell because I don't have buyer even. Our country, they forgot the pearl.
But so were some people saying you're crazy because you're buying all these pearls and you believed? You knew?
I believe in it. I lived with it and I believe it will come up. And I opened the market in our country. I came to the ruler. I said, the tradition things from the Gulf is the pearl, national pearl. Why you buy diamond only and think for your guest gift? They accepted me and they buy from me. I started growing my business. I started buying from everywhere. Seller become very happy. I bought so many beautiful pieces, historical pieces with a low price.
Do you have one favorite pearl, a historic pearl, where you like, this for me is really the most?
I said so many I like. I don't want to sell, but I sold one necklace. It was made for Thuraya, the first wife of King of Iran, Shah Iran, made by Burberry. I paid 150,000 Swiss franc for it. I sold it 8 million riyal. Today I'm regret. If I find it, I'll buy it 20 million. That is the value of the pearl. Nobody buy. But that's why everybody bankrupt in our region. Nobody buy. They buy culture. It looks the same. And the people in trouble in Europe and in all the whole world after the Second World War.
And how were natural pearls worn traditionally in Qatar? Was it just women or also men, like in India, where some men wore natural pearls?
This is everything for the women. They are, the women is killing us. Everything, the beauty, they want to have it. That's why. This poor diver, they go down, they maybe die because they bring this danger to make the ladies happy.
So you have made many women happy in the world bringing back the natural pearl. Yeah.
The ladies, we are working hard for them to make them happy and see them smiling and enjoying our life with them. Without them, we cannot live. We are all together partners. The beauty is beauty will remain. And the natural pearl came back strong. And I'm happy I have done my best to help and bring it up. And all these people they know in the market.
Thank you very much for your time and also for teaching us.
I'm enjoying talking too much. If I'm not busy, I would have stayed longer with you and give you more problems.
Well, we will come to Doha and exactly, we will continue the conversation with pearls.
You come to be my guest there. I'll put you in a boat with a diver.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I will take you in my boat. I didn't take you in my boat. It's a dhow. It was a big dhow.
Yeah.
I brought Italian company. They decorated. They have so many rooms in it and beautiful, but the show is dhow.
Okay.
And we have, you can travel to it in the oceans. It's a big one.
Oh.
We'll get you somebody to take you to the place where they dive and have lunch, have a glass of wine, and that's part of the world, and enjoy the beauty of our country.
Inshallah, we come. Yeah.
Forward to this.
I will be very happy to see you there, yes. But when the, maybe, you know, when you're moving now in this laboratory in Doha, we arrange something together.
Okay. Thank you so much. Really a great pleasure, and I'm looking forward to coming to Qatar and meeting you soon again.
Our guest was Hussein Alfredan on natural pearls, heritage, and the lifelong pursuit of something rare. That was another hidden gem by SSAF, the Swiss Gemological Institute. Thank you for listening.